This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil.
A federal judge has blocked a Trump administration rule that could deny green cards to immigrants over use, a public benefit from being applied during the COVID-19 pandemic. In issuing the preliminary nationwide injunction, U.S. District Judge George Daniels in Manhattan said adverse government action against immigrants is particularly dangerous during a pandemic. An email seeking comment was sent to the Department of Justice. Under the new guidelines, immigrants applying for permanent residency must show they would not be burdens to the country and expands the factors that immigration officials could use to make that judgment. Globally, more than 665,000 people have died from COVID-19. It's more than 150,000 deaths in the United States, more than 90,000 in Brazil. The number of worldwide infections hits a milestone of 17 million, while the number of U.S. infections exceeds 4.4 million and 2.5 million in Brazil. Japan has indicated that the current coronavirus situation in the country does not require a return of a state of emergency. That's according to the government's top spokesperson. Asked about the record number of cases from a day earlier exceeding 1,000 for the first time, this new cabinet secretary, Suga repeated that the current situation did not warrant a state of emergency, which would restrict economic activity. People are crowding in markets, ignoring social distancing orders, and rarely wearing masks to prepare for Eid al-Adha celebration in Kabul. Afghanistan has ceased its lockdown, allowing small business and daily workers to move on with their daily lives while educational institutes and schools remain closed. The country's health ministry has reported more than 36,000 cases of the virus and over 1,200 deaths. This is VOA News. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he supported the Victorian government's decision to tighten pandemic restrictions after the state reported a new daily high of 723 confirmed COVID-19 cases Thursday. Morrison told reporters that the case numbers were very concerning. The 723 new cases exceeded the previous high of 532 cases posted on Monday. The state also reported a new daily high of 13 deaths. Melbourne and neighboring Mitchell Shire are halfway through a six-week lockdown, which could be extended. Mexico's Supreme Court voted down an injunction that could have decriminalized abortions in the conservative Catholic country. Four out of the five Supreme Court judges voted against the case. Activists hoped a positive ruling would have paved the way for abortion to be decriminalized nationally. In a 2008 Supreme Court ruling, Mexico states were given the right to set their own health policies, including on abortion. But eight now, just two Mexico's 32 states allow for legalized abortion. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is resting comfortably after undergoing a non-surgical medical procedure on a bile duct stent on Wednesday. This is at a New York City hospital. Ginsburg, at 87, is the oldest member of the U.S. Supreme Court, and its senior liberal justice expects to be released from the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center by the end of the week after doctors revised a bile duct stent that was originally placed in August 2019. She has had a series of health issues and said 2 weeks ago she was receiving chemotherapy treatment for a recurrence of cancer. After biopsy revealed lesions on her liver, Ginsburg was treated for pancreatic cancer in 2019 and 2009, for lung cancer in 2018, colon cancer in 1999. Protesters in the U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, have camped outside the federal courthouse amid continuous conflict, saying what they want are positive changes and de-escalations of violence. Protests against police brutality and racism have been ongoing in Portland for over 2 months following the death of George Floyd, the African-American who died in police custody late May. Severe conflicts between protesters and federal law enforcement officers occurred almost every night outside the city's federal courthouse. In the daytime, when staff from the court were busy reinforcing the fence around the building, some protesters on the other side of the road were putting up tents and distribution necessities to other participants and even the homeless. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.